Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In Los Angeles, a street medicine team is turning to technology to better serve the needs of people who are homeless. The group, Healthcare in Action, offers free GPS trackers. They are optional to wear, but allow the medical team to check in or respond to medical emergencies. Tracking is unconventional and can be controversial, but Healthcare Action says the technology can be a lifeline for people living without medical care. For more, let's bring in Mohana Ravindranath. She's been reporting on this for our partners at Stat News, the health and medicine publication. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So this team, Healthcare in Action, uses trackers to help treat unhoused people in Los Angeles. Tell us about this tool, how it works.
The team, the Healthcare in Action team, goes around Los Angeles every day and visits probably about 10 patients throughout the city. And a lot of these patients are living in tent encampments, or they might be living under pedestrian tunnels. They're kind of scattered throughout the city. Most of them are living outside. And so the idea with these trackers is that the Healthcare in Action team can look at them on an app, sort of see where they are, check in with them for routine visits, or patients can sort of proactively call the Healthcare in Action team if they experience an emergency.
And do people generally want them? Do they accept them?
What I observed during a ride-along is that patients really do want them. And I expected going in that there would be many more questions about privacy and surveillance. But what I found is that the patients really want healthcare. They really want to be treated. They wanted to be cared for. And they wanted access to a healthcare team that they could trust. And they often face stigma when they go to visit traditional healthcare clinics. And they accepted these trackers because they really trusted the team that was distributing them. It represented reassurance that the team would come back and offer the care they really needed.
And how did Healthcare in Action decide that these trackers were actually the tool to address healthcare in the homeless population?
The Healthcare in Action team really talks about this notion of patient-led care as opposed to patient-centered care. And the idea with patient-led care is listening to the patient first instead of proactively prescribing things that a patient may not need. And I think that's the same approach they took with tech, and that is to ask patients, what are your social needs, your economic needs? What are the barriers that are keeping you from actually accessing traditional healthcare? And what they found is that, you know, patients might say, I don't have a phone, or I don't have access to a charging source. And so this was the result of talking to patients, asking them, how often do you want us to visit you? How do you want to communicate with us? How can you communicate with us? And this is one of the solutions that came out of those conversations.
There are always concerns about surveillance and privacy. How does Healthcare in Action use the data that they get from these tracking devices?
The Healthcare in Action team does a really, really great job of building trust among those patients by proactively talking to them about how the data will only be used by their team, and it's only meant to serve the patient. It's not harvested. It's not given to law enforcement. And I think once patients started to see that having the tracker meant that they were able to be found for routine visits or other purposes, then it offered them the reassurance that this wasn't for some nefarious tracking purpose.
And so when the Healthcare in Action teams see that people who are homeless need long-term medical care, what happens then?
So if they come across a patient who might need more acute care, the idea is to maybe make the appointments with the doctors that the patient can't make on their own, or maybe arrange transportation, things like this. Their goal is to sort of offer spot care, but also to connect patients to either more acute care or social programs that could help them enter the healthcare system that they have traditionally been excluded from.
When you were out watching the process of these trackers being placed, what did you witness? How did you see unhoused people changed because of this?
What I saw in these conversations and this ride along is a team that is willing to listen to the patient's needs first. And I really witnessed the process of building that trust. Some of the patients I saw had known the team for a long time. Some of the others were being seen for the first time. And I think it was the reliability, the transparency, the openness, and the willingness to listen to patients first that really developed that trust. And you could really see that patients weren't afraid. They weren't suspicious when people really showed up for them.
Are there plans to expand this project? within Los Angeles and perhaps to other cities?
Yes, the team is planning to expand beyond Los Angeles, San Mateo, San Bernardino. There are a few other places. I believe this began this program began as a pilot last year, but in that time they have seen about 1,000 patients. A lot of the patients they see have now been signed up for housing programs. So the program, as the Healthcare in Action team told me, the program is successful by their metrics, and they are planning to expand it outward.
That's Mohana Ravindranath. She's correspondent with Stat News, the health and medicine publication. Really interesting and important story. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.